given access to receive messages of clarity, guidance, and love. As channeler, psychotherapist, and author, Noemi Grace has an intimate dialogue with the divine on your behalf. Lisa Berry, creator of the show Light on Living, will be co-hosting as live callers ask their burning question on self-love, self-healing, deepening relationships, areas of struggle, and next steps. By simply listening in, you're receiving wisdom that will lead to sacred stability from every channeled message that Noemi delivers. Join us now as we give you access to angels and grace. Oh, well, hello, everyone. Welcome to Access to Angels and Grace. And hello, good day, Noemi.
Hello, good day, Lisa.
I'm going to stick with good day. I like it.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening.
And you know what? And that, what a nice thing to say, actually, because in a weird way, not a weird way, in a way, today's topic is not exactly about choices, but it does involve choices and how we choose. And I love that we had so many options there. But today is really about betrayal, trust, our value, our worth, you know, how we value ourselves, but how we devalue ourselves, which I'm so glad that you and I came up with this topic. I think it's a very necessary one at this time.
Yes, definitely. And how to stop devaluing, like what are the ways in which we devalue ourselves and what can we do instead? Because it's subtle. It's subconscious. It's something we've learned to do in so many different parts of our lives that, you know, we'll say things like I used to be in this women's group and they decided they were going to do this quilt and everybody was going to do their square. And I came out when this was years ago, but this is something that, you know, I still kind of catch myself devaluing. I am not crafty. I will not do a square. I cannot do anything, blah, blah, blah. And they said, you will do a square. You are crafty enough and we will support you. And I came out with hearts that were beautiful and all of the stuff, but I was sure that I couldn't do it because I got some comments in childhood that said I couldn't do it. So it's something like I wouldn't think that I'm devaluing myself, but as soon as I had the opportunity to tell people that mine wasn't going to be good enough, I sure did.
Yes. And so that's actually sometimes we feel like if we can highlight and let, like, I'm going to warn everybody, you know, I'm letting you know how much I'm devaluing myself right now so that when I do it or when you're about to do it, don't think that I didn't already know. And so we kind of feel like we're protecting ourselves if we
tell
ourselves. Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's a good, really great insight that, you know, that is sort of a self-protection. It's sort of like if I devalue myself, you won't. Yes. I've already done it. So anything you might say to devalue me is not going to have potency. It's not going to have that same impact because I've already cut myself down at the knees, you know. And so,
I already hate myself more than you could ever hate myself. And then, we feel like that's
yuck. Oh, Lisa. Oh, I hope that if any of our listeners feel that way, please keep listening in because we want you loving yourself and you deserve to love yourself. And there is so much to love about you. We may not know who you are, but there is definitely so much to love about you because we are all lovable and valuable.
I love that. We are all lovable. And actually, it's funny, they're not very healthy, but some of the cat's treats are called Lovables. But the brand. But you know, that's so interesting. That's something that did not yet come up for us. But if we feel, so this goes to prove the power that really has about knowing our value and not knowing it, because we love ourselves and know enough to think, ooh, I don't want somebody else to hurt me that way, so I'll do it, thinking that that's a softer way. It won't hurt as much if we don't love ourselves, but it would hurt more if somebody else doesn't, if we're rejected and said, yeah, you're not worthy.
Well, and the truth is that we reject ourselves more than anyone else does. You know, if you, a lifetime of all of these messages, I'm not good enough here, oh, don't do that, or they might not like this, or this one person didn't text you back, so they must be unhappy with you, or whatever the message is. I mean, a lifetime of these things are just devaluing and rejecting ourselves instead of saying, yeah, maybe they're not, even if they're not happy with you, I'm happy with me. But to not even go there, okay, they didn't text me back. Well, maybe they didn't get the message or they're busy, no big deal. But it's that valuing. And so for us, for that, you know, and so the example I mentioned earlier about devaluing my artistic ability, you know, it's when we can it gets to the subconscious level that we're valuing ourselves. We're not even thinking about, oh, let me value myself now. Let me affirm myself. But it becomes natural and it becomes the default of how you're seeing yourself. That's a great place to be.
Yes. And you said the perfect thing. You said, you know, we end up with a lifetime of these choices of whether we valued ourselves or not, which is our show description, which I'm going to dive into and read.
Right? Yummy. Yes, let's go there.
It's the first line in there. So we did tell us how to stop devaluing. A lifetime of choices paints a picture of who you believe yourself to be. What are you painting on the canvas of your life? Too often our choices devalue and betray us. Have you weighed your value unfairly? Your brushstrokes heavy with lack. Lack of trust comes from self-betrayal. That was so huge. So lack of trust comes from self-betrayal. The betrayal of not seeing your own value and selling yourself for something you think is more valuable than you. Your soul knows the truth. Nothing is more valuable than you. But the veil of harsh judgment has caused you to underprice your gifts. When your actions betray your value, you are robbed of peace, joy, contentment, and love. Saying yes when your heart screams no is not a good compromise because it compromises you and causes you to suffer. It's time to reevaluate. When we learn to recognize and trust in our value, life balance is restored. Light as a feather, your heart becomes weightless and priceless, and you can paint a masterpiece with your life. So, you know what, Noemi, what was that big thing, screaming heart? So compromise, wait. Where's that one? There's a big one I want to come back to. About selling yourself. And if we have this, our trust is broken because we've betrayed ourselves. We didn't trust our own value. We didn't know ourselves. So we end up selling ourselves for something we think is more valuable. Can you expand on that? Like, what does that look like in life when we're, because we're not literally selling ourselves. Well, some people are, but are we, where is that we're selling ourselves for something more valuable?
Well, there's so many ways in which we sell ourselves. You know, you have that classic sell your soul kind of a thing where you choose something major like a relationship or a job that really, really goes against you. But it's just the small things where maybe you need to rest, but someone, say your partner wants you to watch a show with them or something, and you need to rest, and you just do it to please them, which, and so you don't take care of yourself. So there's so many ways, you know, so that's please. Valuing the time with your partner, more, which is important, but the partner is not going to go away because you said, I got to go to bed. You know, so you're valuing that time with your special person more than you're valuing taking care of yourself. So there's so many ways in which we just don't do it. You know, when it's like, okay, I don't have much time. My plate is really full this week. Can't do it all. Okay. I won't exercise. I'll sleep less. You know, I'll eat whatever's handy. And so we start to make those kind of choices where we're not valuing ourselves, saying, okay, well, I really need to take care of self-care because this week is really, really got a lot on my plate. And so things like that.
I'm thinking of things like sometimes we that's people pleasing. So we've got people pleasing is selling yourself, not shining too brightly because we don't want to hurt others, staying back from something in life because we feel guilty if we were to leave our families, playing the martyr. Those are all those kind of selling ourselves because we do make compromises and we think, well, you know what? It was a good payoff or I had to. And like we have one thing coming forward than saying other, like say it's you didn't go to your parents got sick the year you were going to get to go to college or something, or and so you stayed back or to help the family business, and that's because of responsibility or guilt. And we think, but am I selling myself or am I just really making a life choice? Because as we said, Noemi, this is a lifetime of choices paints a picture of who you believe yourself to be.
And whether we feel like we have no choice, you know, step back and look at that, because there is always a choice. Maybe the cost of one of those choices is too high. But also, are we devaluing ourselves? Are we, what did you say, underpricing our gifts? Are we underpricing the importance of going to college? Are we, feeling that importance of the family over us? Or in some ways, we can choose to be, sometimes it's hard for us, you know, we're in friendships and sometimes like a long friendship, you know, from like elementary school, that maybe you've grown apart, and not just apart because you don't talk, but you've grown differently. Someone hasn't grown and someone's grown tremendously, and maybe it's maybe being with them, if they were somebody that's complaining a lot, you know, is something that's devaluing you, because it's not uplifting you, it's not supporting you, it's not nurturing you. And so when we value what nurtures me, what nourishes me, what uplifts me, what supports me, then we're going to make different choices.
Oh, I love that. I love that. Oh, okay. I'm going to write that down whilst I believe that you could share our pre-channeled message. Your pre-channeled message.
Yes. It's our pre-channeled message. So this one, yeah, this is, it's been a little bit since I've received this, about a week ago. So, and this is about the power of choice. And so you define yourself through your choices. Your choices unconsciously say, I am this which I have chosen, and I am not that which I have not chosen. A lifetime of choices paints a picture of who you believe yourself to be. The problem with this is that you are not choosing what aligns and what resonates with who you truly are. Even those of you who make decisions based on who you know yourself to be can choose against yourself, because very few of you really know who you are. You think you know yourself, but what you do know is simply the tip of the iceberg. You are all so much greater than you believe and know yourselves to be. You are much more gifted, talented, brilliant, beautiful, and powerful. If you only knew yourselves this way, you would never choose against yourselves. But because your understanding of you has been so limited, you have unintentionally chosen against yourselves over and over. And many of you consciously choose against the you that you do know, which is not the full truth and power of you, but that tip of the iceberg. And you have chosen against yourselves because you have devalued yourselves. In your limited understanding, you perceive yourselves as unworthy, and you perceive others as more deserving. Or you perceive a worthy goal, such as a relationship or job, to be more important than you are. And you sacrifice yourself on the altar of the perceived perfection of what you desire. You stop having a voice, or you limit it, even when your inner voice is screaming loudly. You stop doing things that nourish you and nurture you, and you imprison yourself through your choices. You do this unknowingly because you do not know the truth of who you are. To free yourself, you must both be willing to discover the truth of you and to start making choices that align more with the truth of who you are. Self-sacrifice and self-devaluing as a way of life and choosing must end. You are the one you have been waiting for, looking for, and hoping for. You are what is needed. You are what is lacking in your life. You are it. You are the solution to what is missing, but to find the solution, which is you, start by becoming clear about what is not you. Through noticing how you feel when you do or say something, start to pay more attention to how your actions cause you to feel. If your actions betray or devalue you, you will feel diminished and you will be robbed of your joy and contentment. Start to notice what makes you feel good and what does not. If you're feeling badly, then your thoughts or actions are betraying and devaluing you. Recognize that feeling of angst and connect the dots. See which choices empower you and which ones disempower you. If your thoughts feel bad, stop and change your focus. Focus on what brings you joy, peace, or contentment. And the present moment always provides this if you stop long enough to be present. If your actions cause you to feel badly, stop. Reevaluate. But don't use the same old rationale. Apply different logic, like this. I'm feeling badly now. What am I doing that is causing me to feel badly? Identify the action. Maybe you're compromising yourself and not having a voice, or allowing abusive behavior from others, Or maybe you're saying yes when your heart screams no. So many things can cause you to be misaligned with yourself. Learn to be your own private investigator. Investigate only long enough to discover the source of your bad feelings. Then step away and ask yourself, if I truly loved, honored, and knew who I am, what would I choose now? At first, it may be hard to align your choices with the truth which brings you inner peace, and to learn to let tranquility be your guide. We have just scratched the surface here, but we will end with this. You are magnificent beings who don't know yourselves. Your task is to discover and live the truth of who you are, and then you will be able to fully free yourselves. In gratitude for the truth of who you are, we're complete. Namaste.
Always beautiful. Ooh. I love that. My big one there, and then we'll go to commercial, is you are what's lacking in your life.
Yes, and I can barely hear you, just so you know.
Oh, okay. Well, let's go to commercial, and I will try to get better on this one, okay?
Okay, you are what's lacking in your life was your big truth. Yes, yes.
Yes, yes.
I love that one, and there was something else that really stuck out for me. I will look for it in commercial.
Okay, so. Well, we'll be right back. Stay tuned, guys. Come back to Access to Angels and Grace.
The Real Conscious Connection. Om Times Radio. IOM FM. Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times. Co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
This is Kathy Beal, host of Celestial Compass, featuring astrology you can use. Celestial Compass points you to what's going on in the sky and what you can do with it down here on Earth. We also explore fun, effective, and cosmic tools for navigating this adventure we call life. Join me the first and third Monday of the month at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for Celestial Compass. It's enlightening, entertaining, and empowering.
My loves, you know you're here as a soul-led leader to transform this world through the sharing of your passions and gifts. You are here to be in your warrior of light and align your business with your highest self. I'm Rosalind Fung of the show Activate Your Soulgasmic Business. Let's elevate your business to the next expansive level. I invite you to flow into a business soul alignment discovery call with me at rosalynfung.com. That's R-O-S-A-L-Y-N, fun as in have some fun, F-U-N-G, and let's see how I can best hold space for you to align your highest self, magnetize your dream clients, and monetize on your soul mission. I can't wait to connect.
Coping 19, brought to you by CDC and the Ad Council.
Do you feel like your emotions are all over the place? That's normal during this abnormal time. There are a number of ways to cope. Maintain a healthy routine, get enough sleep, eat nutritious food, and exercise at least 30 minutes each day. Schedule some time to talk with a friend or family member. And remember, you can always take a few deep breaths to feel more centered.
Find more self-care and coping tips at coping-19.org.
Oh, wonderful. Here we are, and we are discussing and chatting and talking about, and then getting Noemi to channel some beautiful messages about around how to stop devaluing yourself. And Noemi, what kind of got me, you know, really on this was about how we have possibly weighed our value unfairly, you know, putting something, if we could, plop it on a scale, but then the other side of it already had something on there, you know? So it just, we never started from a fair place in the beginning. And when these when we've had a lifetime of these choices, when we've had so many, you know, built up on that one side of the scale, telling us, you know, we're believing one way around ourselves, and we've devalued ourselves for so long, where do we even start finding that value and believing it?
Yeah. Well, that's a really great question. You know, I think that for me, and I think it's also in alignment with the message I just read, it's first start to see where are you cutting yourself down? Where are you putting yourself down? Where are you diminishing yourself? Stop doing that. Stop devaluing. You know, that's the first start. Stop adding the stuff to the other side of the scale. You know?
Right.
So, and stop that comparison, right? Oh, so, you know, this person is more gifted, or that person, or, you know, is better at this, or, you know, stop that comparison, because we're all unique. You know, we devalue ourselves by comparing ourselves to others, or comparing ourselves to how we used to be, or, oh, I used to be able to hike, you know, 10 miles, now I can only do 4. Well, hey, you can do 4. That's a whole lot better than those that can't do any, you know, and again, don't compare, but it's better than nothing. It's way better than nothing. And so kind of appreciating, and then starting to appreciate. So stop, notice where you devalue, stop doing that, and finding something you can appreciate about yourself at the end of the day. I give clients oftentimes an exercise. So in the morning, you do a gratitude practice, 3 things that you're grateful for the day. So not the same, you know, the partner, the kids, the roof over their head. No, it's what about today? Oh, today we have blue skies and I can see the buds on the trees, and, you know, and I'm grateful, you know. And at the end of the day, 3 things you feel good about for yourself from today. So you look back on the day. What are 3 things you feel good about yourself? Because we have not trained ourselves to notice that. The little good thing. Oh, I said a kind comment to this person. Or this client said something so affirming, and I just, you know, it made me feel so good. And so when you start to notice those things and take note of them, not just notice them in the moment, but reflect back on them, because we reflect back on all what I shouldn't have said there, or why did I say that, or why didn't I do that? We reflect back on all the stuff that is devaluing. It's time to reflect back on the stuff that values.
Yes, I love that. What a great exercise. And I have to promise people that it really will become easier, and not just a habit, but really, like, you'll become a pro at this. I am a pro at this. I have to tell, this is one thing I'm really good at, and I like to say it, is that I literally can find the good and the absolute everything. I remember it's more funny than anything, but I was dating a fella. He showed up and he was wearing like a Marilyn Manson t-shirt or something, or somebody Ooh. Else, somebody who's really like bad, you know, doesn't do great things. And all I could say was like, oh my gosh. And he goes, I was trying to be really nice and about, and he asked me about a shirt, and I said, well, he found his passion in life. That's what he did. And I was like, really? Like, okay.
Wow.
I was really good. And he goes, you're one of those optimistic people. So, but what I want to say is like, it does become, you can find anything, even if it feels impossible in the beginning. Like, my life sucks. I hate everything about it. I have no money. I'm sick. I hate this. I can't do, you know, 10 miles anymore. All those, because we do, we get really hard on ourselves. But there, the more you do your exercise, Naomi, which I love, just 3, and it might be hard, just 3 in the morning and then 3 looking back, and do it consistently, it does become easier. It really does. It's just your life. It just becomes your life.
Yes. So at first it's a stretch, you know, maybe 3 seems a lot. Well, don't go to sleep until you can find one thing that you feel good about yourself that from today. So.
Ooh. Oh, you're hard. You're a tough mom. Oh my gosh. You're not sleeping.
And I don't think anyone listens to that instruction to that extreme. So.
No, that was, but it is, it's almost like letting yourself know, this is really important to me. If that's where we can even start, to say, oh, there you go. That's actually the perfect place to start. If you couldn't think of something, you could very well start with, well, I'm worthy of putting the time in to find 3 things.
Mm-hmm.
And there's one right there. So,
yes. So maybe it's not, that's a great point there. Maybe it's not something so specific, but it's more general. What do I feel good about myself today? I am worthy. I am a worthy human being. I am a valuable human being, and I feel good about that. Maybe you can't think of anything as you reflect on your day that you can say, oh, yes, I felt good about that, you know. And then, then if that's what you have, be grateful. And then tomorrow, maybe be a little bit more committed to creating that value for yourself throughout the day.
Creating your value throughout the day. I like that. That sounds like a channeling message coming up on that one.
All right. Because
I really was imagining, I could feel like all these things buzzing around. Like when people go to sell things online, they find an item, they come across an item, or they no longer need an item, but they know it has value. Maybe not to them, but to somebody else. So they don't just throw it in the garbage. They value it to somebody, and I could exchange it so that I could have money and this person could have this thing that they really want at a great price, and everybody will be happy. And so I'm imagining, you know, these things like when we know our value, it allows us to show up in the world where we can exchange that energy with somebody else who we might be of value to them. So the message coming in, I think, is about finding not how to stop devaluing, but what Source has to say about exchanging our value when somebody else recognizes it as well, and how we can make sure we do that fairly. I don't know if that's the right word, but and not evenly, but like so that it feels good that we can keep
it in alignment. All right, so I'm not sure I understand your message, but I'm sure they do. So the exchange here.
Yes. The trust in the exchange.
The trust in the exchange. So your question is, again?
Hey, they're supposed to know it. No, I'm joking.
They do know. I want to know. Oh. I know they know. I'm confused. This is for me, not for them. They're laughing. They're laughing right now. Okay, you know, we're ready. We're ready. But you need to figure it out.
Is there trust? Yeah, trusting in that once we do value ourselves and we are ready to exchange and step out and allow, you know, that exchange with someone else, how do we trust that we do know that value and that somebody else is, that we can have an exchange that's trustworthy?
Trustworthy exchange is a really important thing, you know.
In business, they often will tell people, you've got to figure out what you're worth so you know what to charge per hour or per job, or, you know, or not settle for too less, for too little. So that's the trust in the exchange, to know that we finally figured out we have value and worth, but, you know, how do put it? Yes, so that's where that's
okay.
Is coming from.
Source knows the divine, you've got that, right? And they're saying, yes, we do. Okay, so I'm just going to grab a swig of water, and then I will just get a little more silent. Well, not more silent. I will get silent, and then I'll turn it over to them. Okay, Divine, we're so glad you're here. I'm glad. I know that you know what's needed here and what you want to say, and what would be the best answer. So I'm going to turn it over to you, because I'm still a little somewhat confused, but this is a trustworthy exchange. I trust in this exchange. I trust in the listening and the receiving and the sharing and what you will say. And we are delighted for this question, and we do trust in this exchange, and we trust in your willingness to receive and to share exactly what is shared with you. And we are wanting you all to recognize how valuable, how worthy you are. Life has taught many of you that you are unworthy, that you are not that valuable, or you are less valuable than the next person. And that is lessons learned from life. And you must learn new lessons from life, that you seek to find your own value. You seek to discover your value. You seek at the beginning of the day, today I want to experience my value. Today I want to notice my value. I want to note my value. Today I want to grow my value like a savings account. You want to grow this value. You want more. You want to experience your value. You want to grow it and you want to know it and you want to really be connected and tuned into it and sharing it. And so the more that you value yourself, the easier it is to share yourself with others because you know you're valuable and you know that if they do not value you, it has no effect on your value, that your value is not based on another's valuing of you. And so many of you have believed that you are only valuable if others value you. If others will tell you how valuable you are, you will be only as valuable as the next person says you are. And that is an unfortunate mistruth. It is a non-truth. It is not the truth. It is a truth that you have adopted, and so it is a belief that you've adopted that has become a truth to you, but it is never true. Your value is inherent. Your value is within you. Your value is aligned with the truth of you. And because it is inherent and innate, no one can adjust that value. No one can put something on the other side of that scale. No one can tell you you are not as valuable. They may tell you, but you will not be shaken when you recognize that you are inherently valuable. And it is within each of you. And so the more that you know yourself, and so many of you fear to know yourself, you fear that you will discover some darkness within. Oh, within, deeper than any darkness that you may have, is the brilliant bright light of your soul. It is so bright and nothing can snuff it out. Nothing can diminish it. And it is time to discover that and to share that, to be courageous enough to shine that value out to the world. And so when you can trust in your own value, then it is so much easier to have a trustworthy exchange, because when you trust in your value, when you recognize your value, when you embrace your value, you step into your value and you share it, you wear it and you share it, then how does someone respond to you? Do they recognize the value? Do they acknowledge the value? And it doesn't mean that they have to give all kinds of words of validation, but do their actions affirm your value simply by the way they act towards you, by the way they interact with you? Are they interacting with you from a place of appreciated mutual value? Because they too are valuable and they too may not know their value. And so the trustworthy exchange starts with you trusting your own value and sharing that. And you will see what is reciprocated. Is value reciprocated or is devaluing reciprocated? If you receive devaluing as in response to your sharing your value, step out of that exchange as quickly as you can. And if it's with a family member or someone that you are a friend or a longtime friend or someone that you are committed to being in relationship with, step out of that interaction, that transaction. Step out and change the subject, go to a different place, or maybe close the conversation, or maybe leave for the time being so that you can take care of yourself. Recognize, when you start to recognize how you devalue you, it will be easy to recognize how others devalue you. And when you have been devaluing yourself, you may have collected a whole bunch of people in your life that devalue you, that do not value you. And these people, while they too are valuable, do not know their own value. That's why they devalue you. And yet, that is their job, to figure out their own value, to discover it, to have that beautiful discovery. But if they are devaluing you, step out of that interaction and take a longer look and see, does it value you to remain in this relationship? Or do you change how you are in this relationship? Maybe you don't see them as often, or you don't talk to them as often, or you talk to them for a shorter period of time. What is it that you need in this interaction with this person to increase your value? And the value, your value is really infinite. You are infinitely valuable to us, every one of you.
every one of you has infinite value. So increasing your value is really increasing your perception of your value, because your value is so huge and you don't perceive it. So are these friendships, are your family members, are they helping you increase your perception of your value? If not, take them in small doses, we say. Find a way, if you feel that it is important to still have this person in your life, find a way to not interact with them in such long periods of time, and find a way to protect yourself. And there's much that you can do to protect yourself, and we do not have the time right here and now to share, but there's much that you can do. And so trusting yourself and seeing what are you receiving in exchange, in response for you sharing your value. Does it uplift you? Does it nurture you? Does it bring joy and contentment and peace? Does it impact you in a positive way? If it does not, is it neutral? If that's not the case, then you must learn to step out of that which brings you and more devaluation, because you're now committed to valuing yourself. And on that note, we will end here with much more to say. Namaste. Woo! Yes. That was nice.
Yes. This is our fun instructions and guidance as we go to commercial break, but I love that one. Be committed to valuing yourself. I love that. Commitment's been a big word for me this week, so that's a fun. I have a couple fun clarifying and highlights when we come back, especially on the fun use of the word interaction in place, and as well as exchange. So that was a good one. Mm-hmm. That was fun, Noemi. So when we come back, I've got questions.
Okay.
Conscious media for conscious minds. OM Times. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network.
Consistently attract soulmate clients, begin showing up on brand, monetizing on your calling. Welcome all spiritual coaches, leaders, healers, light workers, and practitioners to a show that turns you on in your business and amplifies your magnetism. I'm host, catalyst, and spiritual business coach Rosalind Fung, and I'm here to journey with you into the juicy and help you discover where the real gaps are. Ignite your mindset and soul with strategies and systems as each episode takes you to the sweet spot that activates your soulgasmic business by tuning in on Tuesdays at 10 a.m. Mountain. Join me for your light language activation and let's magnetize and monetize.
So I'm a cat, and I just moved in with this new human, and she's got this little toy she's always playing with all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week, she asked it for Chinese. And guess what? Egg roll showed up. Like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and theshelterpetproject.org.
Well, I hope that all you lovely listeners are really getting something from this in a way that it might have you stop and just think, wow, you know, I have been devaluing myself in this area, or harsh on myself, or not seeing my value. And now hopefully a spark is there to think, okay, either you do see it, or you know where to look. But Noemi, there's so many things in that message. But the one that stood out to me the most was that they were using the word an interaction. A lot more than exchange. And I like that, because it doesn't have to have a set value when you think of just an interaction.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of removes that need to place a specific value on something and someone.
Oh,
Absolutely. Because, you know, there's the trick. If your value, if you're placing a specific value, then there's a scale. Am I more valuable than you? Or are you more valuable than me? You know, it's yeah. And it's, and they said we're infinitely valuable from their perspective, from their perception. And so, and there was a piece about being committed to increasing your perception of your value. Like we are valuable, but we don't perceive it necessarily to the extent that we are valuable. And so I liked that part. That part's, I remembered that at the end, as I don't always remember. I remember the general impression, but I don't remember everything that's come through me. But I remember pieces.
And that is the fun one. Because at first I was going to write down the question, how do we increase our value? But it was like, no. It's already there. It's increasing your perception. And we already chatted about that. And how do we increase that perception? It's stopping and perceiving. It's making those notes, thinking of those three things, looking back and really highlighting what you can find, and even if it's general. Something that was really big, Noemi, really, really big. I love this one. It was right at the beginning of the message, and it was having the willingness to receive and knowing you have enough. The reason why that was so big to me is because it was about having trust in the exchange. Okay, so let's call it in trust in the sharing. That's another word that was brought up a lot. It was, you're not just exchanging, so you're interacting and you're sharing. And the willingness to receive. Do you know that we must perceive our value if we, you know, trust and have that willingness to receive? It has to be present, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. If we devalue ourselves, then we don't perceive our value. Yeah. I mean, we will be less willing to receive.
Yes. Yes. Like, oh, no, I couldn't take that. Oh, that's too much. Don't do, you know, don't offer your time. Don't give me that much money. That dress is too nice. You can't pass that. You know, there's so many, rejection. We reject. Mm. Value. We reject things because we don't believe in our value. So I think that willingness to receive can highlight. So maybe we could also start looking around, where in your life have you been open enough and willing enough to receive? And right there, that proves your value, that you are perceiving your value.
So I have a funny story. So David, that's my husband, if you're listening, I love you. But he's the master of acronyms. And at one point he was not as willing to receive as he is today. And he created this acronym for SACRED. And he was telling our some of our friends about this acronym. And it was really powerful. And he went to SACRED. And our friend Marie Patrice at the end goes, doesn't sacred have an R? And he goes, oh, yeah, the R is for receiving. So it was such a big aha. So it's become this phrase in our communities. It's like sacred without the R, you know, because we realized that it was just like so easy to forget that the R, you know, in that sacred is so easy to forget that receiving, so busy doing. I'm a doer. I do too much sometimes. And what about receiving, right? And there's some way in which you're devaluing yourself if you can't receive, you know? So for me, I'm too busy doing to receive. I'm reluctant to ask for help to receive. I mean, so there are ways in which when I'm in my ego mode of doing things that, you know, which is really easy for me to get in my ego mode if I'm doing things, unless I'm channeling. but when I'm there, that I'm not receiving, and I'm not even receiving is not even in my radar. It's just, you know, doing.
Yeah, it's funny.
You know, it's not needing to receive.
Yes. Oh, I'm so ready that when receiving isn't on your radar. Oh, I love that. Actually, that is the question. That's the next question to be channeled, if it could, because how... It's around receiving. It's okay, let's get the question here. Let me feel it out here. It's not just how to receive, because there's when our value is preventing us from receiving. Okay, we're getting close here. When our yes, when when our perception of our value is blocking us from receiving, how can we stop and open, slowly open up to it? What stops us all the time? So yes, too busy, we want it a certain way, we don't think we're worthy. So if Source could just help us out and say yes, well, how do we begin?
Okay, so when our perception of our value prevents us from receiving or interferes with our receiving.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I love how, I just have to say, I love this twist here. I don't know how you brought, how the piece that you picked up, Lisa. I didn't foresee this, that here we are talking about how do we value ourselves? How do we learn to value ourselves? And we're talking about receiving. Yes. I hadn't made that connection prior to this moment. So love it. Thank you.
Surprise. Yes, you received.
Oh, it's always good to connect those dots and see it from a different angle. It's like, oh, okay. So if I'm not receiving, my perception of value is diminished, you know.
Yes.
So, okay. So this is a good one for the divine. And grab my water, because it's a lot of talking, and then turn it over to them and hear what they have to say. Mm-hmm. Okay. Once again, Divine, you know the question. I know it has something to do with perception of value and interfering with receiving and what can we do about it and all that good stuff. So really grateful, 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 grateful that we can receive this message from you and we can learn and hear and be enhanced. I'm getting the word enhanced for some reason. So uplifted. And you are enhanced and uplifted when you receive, not only from us, but when you receive from those who love you and those who value you. Seek to be in the interaction. Seek to interact with those who value you. If you devalue you, there may be some people that value you more than others, but many will mirror back to you your own devaluement. And so when you cannot receive, that is a reflection of diminished value. And so recognizing that within you, are you stubborn and obstinate? Are you the one who has to be strong? Are you pushing through all obstacles and being the hero of your own journey at your own expense because you won't stop and ask for help, or you won't even take the help that others may offer? Stop. Recognize you are inherently valuable. And that means you have a right to receive. That means you deserve to receive. And that receiving can bless your life. Receiving can gift you and give to you and even transform your life. And so look at your life. Simply look at your life. How much are you receiving? Where in your life are you receiving? From whom? From what? How frequently? Start to just look. Look at your life as if it was a movie and just observe yourself in this movie. How much do you receive? You always benefit from receiving from those that value you. And are you receiving a whole bunch of things that are not valuable? A whole bunch of devaluement? Are you receiving things that don't uplift, that don't nurture, that don't nourish? That kind of receiving is not the kind we are encouraging. We are encouraging and we are asking you to step out of that receiving. Step away from anything that people are giving you that is not of service to you. And receive because you are worthy to receive. And you need to receive. Humans are not meant to be islands. They are not meant to be alone, conquering by themselves. You are meant to receive and you are meant to give. You need to give and receive. This interaction, this exchange is so important for humans. And so when your perception of your own self-worth is not that much, is not that high, you will not receive.
You will value someone else's time more than your own. You will value someone else's gifts more than your own. You will value them more than you. So you, even if they offer to give, you will say no. You will feel, or you will say yes, but feel very uncomfortable. And that discomfort is coming from that place that doesn't value you. It is not coming from the heart of who you are. Start to ask yourself, if I valued myself fully, if I really knew my worth, would I feel this uncomfortable about this? Or would I feel differently? Would I be able to embrace this giving that this person is willing to do that would be beneficial? This person is willing to help me. Would I be able to receive this if I valued myself sufficiently? And recognize that your value of yourself is insufficient, and start to notice that you are valuable, and start to declare that you are valuable. I am valuable. I am worthy. I am of great worth and great value to myself, to others, to the divine. I am. Source has valued, placed great value in me, and I am here to discover the value in me, and I am here to embrace the value in me and share the value in me. And so when you do that, and I am here to receive that exchange of value from someone else, to experience that mutual exchange of the value that we each are. And so that mutuality is what you're looking for. That mutuality is so important. Some of your relationships are stacked in one direction. You do everything the other person takes. You take, they give. You give mostly and they take mostly. And so the mutuality is not a 50-50 thing, but it is a flow, like the flow of the wave and the tides coming in and then going out, flowing back and forth and bringing value and receiving value. You receive the wave and then you flow out the wave. You, by gifting the value, you receive the value, you share your value, you receive, you share. Does an exchange, does an interaction, does someone's presence in your life uplift you? Or does it not? If it does not uplift you, know that this is diminishing your value. Does it not uplift you because you are not willing to receive? You are having your walls up? Or does it not uplift you because it diminishes you? So are you stopping the interfering? Are you the interference? Are you creating interference? Are you stopping the receiving because your walls are up because you do not value? Or is there a devaluation coming at you from that interaction? Which side creates the diminishment, the devaluing? And step out of those future transactions. Step out, change the way you interact, which may mean that some people you don't interact with anymore because you value yourself too much to be in a relationship with those that devalue you. So much more to say. So grateful for this opportunity. And we just want you to know how much we love you. So much, how much we value you. We did say infinite, and we mean it. You are inherently valuable, and you are inherently beautiful, and you are inherently gifted. We are complete. Namaste.
It's nice to let that soak in.
Yeah.
And how perfect is this in our final moments together? I love that receive, everyone just listening, this is, it's also to accept the gift, to take the help, and to also receive, take, and accept Noemi's free ebook that we would like to offer.
Thank you for remembering. I do have a free self-love ebook on my website, noemigrace.com. So that's NOEMIGRACE.com. And it's got all kinds of nuggets of divine channeled wisdom about self-love, about unconditional self-love. So if you haven't read that, I encourage you to download a free copy.
Yes, and you can receive that. You can accept it, and you can take that ebook because it is a gift. And you know what? That is a beautiful thing that both we love to share things. We love to share messages, and you love to be able to give, you know, what you've already channeled and written. And this is different than your book.
Yeah, it's actually, so I have a book that's on, you can get from Amazon, called An Intimate Dialogue with God, The Miraculous Power of Unconditional Self-Love. And the ebook is actually nuggets from that book, really distilled some really goodies from that book, just down to the essence. So, yeah.
All right. Well, I think that's a beautiful way. So everybody go to noemigrace.com and get your free and receive, accept the beautiful ebook of the Nuggets of Wisdom. And we will be back in 2 weeks' time. So on Access to Angels and Grace here with Noemi Grace, yes, and myself, Lisa.
That's right. So, yes. So what is that date? Let's just check the date before we check out. In 2 weeks' time, that will be May 10th, Monday, May 10th at 12 Alrighty. Eastern. That's okay. Awesome.
We'll see you guys then, everybody. Have a beautiful day. Yep. Oh, bye, Noemi. Yep.
Bye, Lisa. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.